Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
A nonprofit in St. Louis has placed in-school counselors in 60 different schools. These counselors focus on mental health. Joining us to discuss this is Ryan Patterson. He's program manager for Lutheran Family and Children's Services. Ryan, thanks for being with us. First off, explain for us what Lutheran Family and Children's Services is.
Well, thanks for having me. First of all, we're an agency that's been around for a long time, and we have a variety of different services ranging from foster care and adoption. We've got parenting help, and our largest service is the behavioral health department. We're office-based and school-based, so we're all over the St. Louis metro area. We've been around a long time.
And 60 different schools is a big number. Why did you decide to focus on mental health?
Well, mental health is obviously something which has been more and more to the forefront, especially since COVID has happened. And you know, my own personal story brings me to understanding the importance of mental health and its impact on pretty much every area of our lives. We've seen a real uptake in the need for mental health services since COVID. We've seen an increase in anxiety and depression and emotional regulation skills, and all those things really haven't returned to baseline since the disruption of COVID. So the need is great, and the schools are a great way for us to get access to those kids and provide the help that they need.
What are teachers and administrators telling you about what they're dealing with? You mentioned some of those things, but go into depth for us.
Well, particularly they're seeing that a lot of the students are having a difficult time returning to in-person learning. So the advantage that COVID had was that it allowed people the flexibility to kind of stay safe and to continue learning in the way that they could be most comfortable, but to get back and to have face-to-face contact, to have to deal with those ongoing challenges in a way that's more difficult to handle when you're in person. So you're seeing an uptick in, as I said before, anxiety. You've got a lot of avoidance behavior. So kids who don't want to go to school, you're seeing a lot of aggression and some fighting that's happening, and a lot more sort of violence and trauma-based behaviors.
So that's probably how you decide where they're needed. You get those reports from the schools going in, and you implement that. Is that true? And then where do the teachers come from?
The teachers and the therapists that we have come mm-hmm. from all over the place, and they've got a wide, varied background. So we always ask our therapists to be really based in strength-based interventions that help us deal with a lot of different problems, specifically around, you know, that kind of school regulation, trauma-based interventions. We really work with our school partners to be trauma-informed so that they have a deeper contextual understanding of some of the behaviors that they're seeing, and they're able to respond in a way that's effective and sensitive.
How do you coordinate with the administration and then parents? You know, when are parents pulled into this process?
Parents are really kind of a key to the whole thing. You know, I always say that we're able to see our kids for maybe an hour a week, but they're going to go home. And so the parents are going to be far more important than our therapists will ever be. So their participation is kind of a key, along with the collaboration with the schools. So we're in constant contact and really intent on forming really close working relationships with everybody so that we're getting the best kind of comprehensive information available and to make sure that what we're trying to do in the therapeutic room is consistent across the classroom and at home as well.
In-school counselors placed in 60 different schools. Let me ask you this. Where do you see this going? What is the next step, and how large do you want to grow this program?
I think that the potential to grow the program is really kind of unlimited. You know, as I said before, COVID kind of changed everybody's perspective on both mental health in general and on service delivery. So we're able to access kids in a lot of different ways. So we can do it online via telehealth. We can do it at home. We can do it in schools. We can do it in the office. So where there's a need, we're able to address it in a way that makes most sense and is most convenient for the parents and the families and the schools. So really, I don't see this going away anytime soon. In fact, I think it's probably going to be expanding, and it's going to be part of our kind of daily lives and our daily self-care regimen, really.
That was going to be my next question. What does it mean to have those boots on the ground, as it were, to have a therapist right there in the school when, you know, a student may be experiencing some type of mental health crisis?
Well, it's really important, and it's most important to kind of get back to those relationships that we were talking about. You know, mental health care and the challenges that are being posed look very different according to the school that you're in. So, you know, what may be presenting in Webster Groves, as an example, may look very different from what you're seeing in the city or what you may be looking in Hazelwood. So it's important that we really embed ourselves, get to know the culture, get to know the people, get to know the particular barriers that each individual community is presenting with, so that we're able to address it in a specific and sensitive way.
Ryan, where can people learn more, see and talk about the different schools where these counselors have been placed?
Well, they can either give us a call, which is at 314-787-5100 or 866-326-5327, or you can look us up on the web at lfcsmo.org.
Ryan, I'm really curious. This had to have been a monumental undertaking to work with the schools and, you know, get through whatever regulations were required to be able to do this. Talk a little bit about that.
It is. And each school, as I said before, they've got their own kind of different culture. There are different ways of doing things. So, you know, there are kind of, you know, professional guidelines that we have to adhere to according to, you know, HIPAA rules and consents and all of those things. But we want to be really good partners with everybody. So a lot of that is being really communicative with the school districts, with school principals, with school counselors, to understand how they do things so that we're able to really as seamlessly as possible provide the services in a way that are not disruptive to the kids and their learning, but also maximally effective and engaging with the families and the schools. So you're right. It's not just kind of a one-time thing. It's sort of an ongoing partnership and collaboration as we go through the school year, because, you know, the school year has its own kind of rhythm, you know, so there are different challenges that are presented at the beginning of the school year, as opposed to, you know, the holidays or spring break or toward the end. So right now we're seeing lots of transition times and kids getting used to different schedules and all the anxiety that change produces naturally. So we need to be kind of aware of and sensitive to the normal rhythms of a school year.
And Ryan, what's the age range here? How young?
We'll go from preschool to 19.
Wow.
Wow.
Appreciate this time very much. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Ryan Patterson is program manager for Lutheran Family and Children's Services.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.